Good afternoon, everybody. Yesterday we started the topic of Nisrach HaMafron, Mutter Nigbar HaMafron also. Let's continue a little bit today. So again, the Rambam's opinion is both in the Pirush HaMishnayos and the end of Temura, as well as in the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam quotes that Mishnah in the end, start again, Mishnah in the end of Temura, lists off all of these suri hanorah and divides them into two categories. Some of them on nisrafim and some of them on nigbarim. So which one's on nisrafim? So it says arla klai karam on nisrafim. It happens to mention chametz also. So that's what the Tosfos says. That you see from the Stam Mishnah that halachik Rabbi Yehuda, halachik is Stam Mishnah. The Mishnah adopts the position of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Kevega was bothered with a kasha on the tour, but it's the same kasha on Tosfos. The Tosfos on Chof Aleph on the base interpreted the Gemara there. It really sounds like in the Gemara that if the din would be like Rabbi Yehuda, that Nisrof and Afra Mutter, then if you would burn the chametz, the ashes, you burn the chametz on Pesach. You burn the chametz on Pesach, then the ashes would be Mutter because it's Nisrof and Afra Mutter. But if the din would be like the chachamim that the hashbasasa b'chol davar, then it's not min hanisrafim, then it's min hanigbarim. So then the din would be that the nigbarim would be afran aser. Rabbi Kevega is bothered with the kasha against the Tosfos and the tur. Why should it make a difference by the holak abuda, holak the rabbana? What's the reason why nisrafim and afran muta? So there's a machlokes harishanim there on that list, on that mishnah at the very end of Temur. So some rishanim say because Panim Chadash is Baalakan. It's a shtani. I had before food, and now it's turned into ashes. So if it's nishtani, why should it make a difference whether it's nisrafim or nigbarim? What if you have basa b'chalav and you burnt and you turned it into ashes? That's also Panim Chadash is Baalakan. So those who shanim say enachanami min haTorah, the ashes are always mutter. But with the rabbanon they were machmen by nigbarim. The Rafin should be also. Why were they machmen with the Rabban? It's not fully to be understood. Why should it be on the level of their Isa? They should both be muta because panachadosh ba'olakan. So we don't hold like that. We hold like the other Shita in Tosfos. We hold. I don't know what, I'm not sure. In Hilchos Pesach, some of the Achronim quote the other opinion. Then the Gbar Mafram Osir is only with the Rabban and the Torah, everything. The ashes are muta by both because panim chadash ba'ol lekan shina. So many achrayim don't hold like that. They hold panim chadash ba'ol lekan shinui and isa shenishtane is a machlokes. That's a famous machlokes. The Rabbeinu Yonah in the Rosh regarding musk. Musk is some kind of a item that smells good. It comes from a trefa animal. The dam of the trefa animal collects in a gland in the animal, and it converts into musk, and it has a good smell. So the Gemara Brachas discusses what bracha do you recite when you smell b'samim that smell good. So sometimes you say bari atze b'samim, sometimes you say bari izbe b'samim, sometimes you say bari mini b'samim. So it depends what it is. So the Gemara says this thing doesn't grow on a tree. And it doesn't grow, not bari atzeh b'samim, it's not bari izbeh b'samim, it's not a grass, it comes from an animal, so therefore it's bari minim b'samim. So Gemara is talking about when you smell the musk, what bracha do you say? If it has this fragrant smell, what bracha do you say? So the Rabbeinu Yonah raises a new question. Are you permitted to pour the musk into the soup? That the soup should smell good, but you're going to eat it. You're interested in the smell, but it's from the dam of a trefa animal. So it's treifis, so do you have to have shishim to be mevatlet? And she said, mevatlet isa l'chatchila. You're not allowed to pour it in even if you have shishim. Or is it muta? So Rabbeinu Yonah has a chiddush. He says that an isa shenishtana is muta. It's not osa ba'na, it's osa ba'chila. If you have isuri achila, macholos asuri shenishtana, so it's muta ba'chila. And he gives a mashal to prove that it's so. What if you have a piece of nevela meat sitting for a long, long time in a container full of honey? So if the meat, nevela, sits long enough in the honey, it'll turn into honey. So he says it's a double pasha that's mutter. So just like that's an issue shenishtana, the nevela tastes like meat, it's asa. L'selchu kol nevela. But if you let it sit long enough in a jar of honey, it'll convert into honey. So it's, so honey is mutter. So wadenami, the musk, it starts off as dam in the behemoth tamea, but it sits in the gland long enough till it turns into musk. It's a parim chadash ba'olakan, isa shenishtana is mutter. So the Rosh quotes the Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina is printed on the side of the Rif, Tamid Rabbeinu Yoina. So the Rosh quotes this in Brachas on that Gemar from the Rabbeinu Yoina. And he says, Arvach Araboy. The Rabbeinu Yoina gives a Moshe L'madav Adem. Everybody agrees by the Nevela sitting in the honey that that's Mutter. And he wants to say that the musk is the same. So he says, who says by the Nevela that it's Mutter? Maybe it's also by the Nevela also. So the answer seems to be that that's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. That's how the Rabbeinu Yoina, that's how the Gaonim translated the words in the Gemara. There are a series of Mishnayos in Avodah Zarah. I think it starts from Daf Laman Amid Beis. So it says, Eile Dvarim Shel Nochrim, the following things, if you buy from a Nochri, Arosa Bahano. Then you go a few blot later, it says, Eile Dvarim Shel Nochrim, buy from a Goy. So it says, Tam Yenam is Arosa Bahano. Or is levuvin some kind of if you buy if they remove the skin from the whole animal and you have a hole where the head was, so maybe it's a simon that it was used for tikrubis avodah zarah, and it's also mano. So the Mishnah lists off all the things that if you buy from an achri are probably also mano. Then it has a list of things that are also bachila mutabano. What's an example? Cholavakum. What else? Pasakum, bishalakum, also bachila. What else? Any food that doesn't today. Foods have so many different ingredients in them. Years ago, when I was growing up, you looked at the ingredients on a package and it didn't have any trace ingredients. So it's kosher today. Whatever the law only requires that you have to put an ingredient on the package, on the label, if it has 2% or more, if it's less than 2%, you don't have to write it down. Less than 2%, you still don't have shishim. In order to have shishim, you have to have, it should be significantly less than 2%. So, and also release agents, you don't have to write. Let's say if they spray the baking tin with chazashmalts, in order that when they're going to put kosher cake and bake it on this baking tin, but they don't want to have to scrape it off later. They don't want to have an asik. So they shmir chazashmalts on the baking tin, that it should be easy to remove the baked bread or the baked cake from the baking tin. So that's a release agent. So that's not considered one of the ingredients. That can make a treif. If you smear it on the bottom of the pan, the whole bottom of the bread, the whole bottom of the cake is going to have the chazer schmaltz on it. Or a lot of times when they dry out, the Hilchas Pesach, they discuss like that. A lot of times when they dry out fruits, they dry out the grapes in order to make raisins or other dried out fruits. So a lot of times they'll put, and when you dry it out, you put it on a baking tin, you put it in the oven to dry it out. So the juice from the fruits is going to ooze out and it's going to get stuck to the baking tin. So it's going to be a hard job to scrape it off. So that's where they're really going to put the release agent on that. So that's not one of the ingredients. The ingredients are just, what they're giving you is just the raisins. But the raisins on the whole surface, on the bottom of the raisins, the part that's touching the baking tin, maybe all longer schmidt, but chazer schmaltz for the release agent. So today, the kashrus is so complicated, not like it was 70 years ago. Today, they have ingredients. You have 20 ingredients, and each ingredient has 20 ingredients in the ingredients. You have to check arba kamvasaretz. You have to call all over the world to make sure that all of the ingredients are kosher. A lot of times, a lot of the ingredients that a treif will be batel b'shishim, but sometimes they won't be. So the the Mishnah has the list. It has a series of Mishnah. So it says the following things on the Chav Tesam base, I think, and what is it? Following things he may not buy from a goy, they're also banu, stam yenu. Following things you shouldn't buy from a goy because there'll be asa b'achila mutabano. Then it has the following things you're permitted to buy from a goy, and you don't have to be concerned. So it says honey. You're permitted to buy honey. So the Gemara raises the question, are we still okay?
Yeah, we're good.
Yes.
I don't know what happened to my screen. So the Gemara says that the Gemara asks on the Mishnah, how can the Mishnah say that honey is okay maybe the goy pulled in chazer schmaltz into the honey, and you won't know. So the Gemara says, you don't have to worry about that. Why not? Why not? So the Pasha Pshat Nigmar, you don't have to worry about that because the guy will be stupid if he does that. He's going to ruin the honey. The customers will buy it and they'll taste the taste of the Chazer Schmaltz. So they'll know not to buy by him. He's selling adulterated product. They want honey. They don't want Chazer Schmaltz. So that's the simple Pshat Nigmar. The guy won't do it because it's going to ruin the honey business. But the Gaonim understood the Gemara differently. You don't have to worry if he put in Chazer Schmaltz, because even if he did, if it's sitting long enough in the honey, it'll convert into honey. That was mamish the moshel that the Rabbi Yoni gave. If you have a piece of nevela sitting in honey long enough, it'll convert into honey, and that will be mutter. And Issa Shenishtana is mutter. So Hadinami, if you have the musk, and the musk started off as dam of the behemoth meyer, but it sits in the gland of the animal long enough, some animal in India, he says, so it sits in the gland of the animal long enough till it's nishtana and it's no longer like dam. Dam doesn't have a good smell, has a good smell and has a good taste. It's totally different from dam. It started off as dam and then it's nishtana to davar hamuta. So that's the Rabbeinu Yoni. And the Rosh disagrees. He never heard of such a thing. Isa shenishtana is not muta. How do we pass on halacha l'maisa? So you would have thought that this would be in Yeridei. It's not. It's an Arachim, a simon, Resh Tes Zion. That's a simon. When do you say Bari Atzeh B'Sam? When do you say Bari Izveh B'Sam? When do you say Bari Minim B'Sam? So Mechaba says that on Musk, you say Bari Minim B'Sam, because it neither grows, it doesn't grow on the ground like a grass. Izveh B'Sam, it doesn't grow as a flower. It doesn't grow on a tree, so it's not Bari Atzeh B'Sam. It doesn't have a stem on the bottom. So it's Bari Minim B'Sam. So then the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and what about eating the musk? What's the din eating the musk? So it quotes that smachlek is Rabbeinu Yoni and the Rosh. That's the Mishnah Berurah sifkot zayin, and siman reish tazayin sifkot zayin. He basically paskins lahalocha that it's mutter. He says you should be on an isa deraisa, you should be machmer, but basically he paskins that meikra din. On the Rabbanans, it's mutter. And even on the Nisa Deraisa, if you're going to have Shishim against it, you don't have to be concerned about Eitman Batal Nisa L'chatchil. Since at the end of the day, you're going to have Shishim, that's okay. So basically, he holds like the Rabbeinu Yoni, that Issa Shenishtana is mutter. So that machloik is the Rabbeinu Yoni and the Rosh, but the Issa Shenishtana mutter rasa, that's by an Issa that's also Bachila mutter Bahanoa. What if you have something that's also Bahanoa? And that's Nishtana. It already became also Bahanoa. Let's say I have Chametz on Pesach. In the Chametz on Pesach, we don't accept Rabbi Yosef Glili's opinion on the next daf. The Chametz with Pesach is Mutar Bahanoa. We hold Chametz Pesach Chasa Bahanoa. Then it's Nishtana on Pesach. If it's still useful, it's still going to be Chasa Bahanoa. Once it starts out Chasa Bahanoa, it's going to remain Chasa Bahanoa. So that's what we assume in that Mishnah in the end of Temura, that Hanigbarim Afran Osir I Afer is mamish nishtana. It started off as a Michael, and now it's in the form of yeshes. So that's the din. If something is also bachil and it's nishtana to a davar mutter, then maybe we'll paskin like the Rabbeinu Yoni meikar din. Isa shenishtana is mutter. But if something starts off as an isa hanor, it already became also banor. So then even it's going to be nishtana. It's going to remain osabano. The only time will be that hanigbarim afran osur, many assume that it's osamanatera. That you don't say panim chadash ba'olakam. Panim chadash ba'olakam means an isa shenishtana. So we don't hold from isa shenishtana by isuri hando. The only time we would be matir is if it's hanisrafim afran mutter, and that's for the reason, because nasis mitzvah. That's the tesis in the end of Temura. The Tosfos says because Hen Chadavish and Asim Mitzvos Amoylem Boy, and the Shid Mekubetz is there, and the end of Temura quotes the other reason. Parim Chadosh is Baulakan Nishtane, and they say that Nigbarim Afran Maser is only Asim of the Rabbanim, and Ater it's also Muta because Isish and Nishtane. So we're working within the Shitas HaTosfos. So that's what we mentioned, that the Rambam, both in the Pirush HaMishnah, is there, the end of Temur, as well as in the Mishnah Torah, when he quotes that din, Hanigbarim Afanasa, he adds on, Hanigbarim Shal Hegdish. He doesn't agree with Tosfos that Orlan Klai, the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, that Orlan Klai Akerim Abis Reifa. The Gemara doesn't really, the Gemara learns out that Kloi HaKerim, of the sreifa, because it says pentigdash hamalaya azer shatiz atvus akorem. So it says pentigdash and midarshen pentukaresh. If you let the kloy hakerem grow, not only is it osa bachil osa bano, it's ton sreifa tukaresh. We darshan, the Torah Shabbat Peh gives an additional interpretation on the word tigdash, that it refers to tukadesh. That's a drasha. So Rashi and Taisa there at the end of Tmuri ask, that's fine for Kloy Akerem. How do you know that Orla's Bisreifa? How do you know that Orla's Bisreifa? So they say there's some kind of Yafusa, we don't know what it is, that just like whatever din applies to Kloy Akerem, somehow applies to Orla as well. So there's both are Bisreifa. So that's a machlokes. Taisa holds any lechadavish and ask mitzvahs ma'alamba applies to anything that's bisreifa. If chametz is bisreifa like Rabbi Yehuda, it'll be afra muta. Or lekla kerem is bisreifa, so it's afra muta. The Rambam doesn't seem to agree with the whole thing. Rambam doesn't agree. See, Taisa's got it from the Gemara chofal from the base and psachim. The Gemara sounds like that. If the din would be like Rabbi Yehuda, that ain't bir chametz ala bisreifa, then it would be if you burnt it and you turned it to ashes, it will be Afram Muta. But if the din would be like the Chachamim, that Hashbisasa B'choldavar, then you can't say, then it's Nigbarim. Then it'll be Afranasa. That's what it sounds like. That's how Tosis interpreted from the Gemara. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. So the Rambam doesn't agree with that. The Rambam thinks only Nigbarim, only Nisrafim shall Hegdish Amuta. And we explained why yesterday, that Hegdish is Asa Ba'anoa only when it's Eimid L'mitzvasai. Let's say you have you are Magdish here, Tosfos on Chof Zion on the base. We didn't discuss it. Yeah, the Tosfos de Mamascha Ura Minhu. Habimata Liukme Ba'atze Shlamim. What do you mean, Atze Shlamim? Atze Shlamim doesn't mean I have logs on the Mizbeach in order to burn the Chelev of a Korban Shlamim. Atze Shlamim means a person, let's say, sets aside an animal. He says, "Hareze l'shlamim." So that's kedushas peh. The animal gets a kedush saguf l'mizbeach. What if I set aside $1,000 in cash and I say, "Hareze l'shlamim"? So the $1,000 gets a kedushas damim l'mizbeach. The $1,000 gets. So let's say I set aside logs and the logs are worth $1,000. I say, I want to donate these logs. Want to be magdish them, kedushas damim lishlamim. So that's kedushas damim lamizbeach. Sometimes you donate logs to hegdish that it's called shebedik habayis. They should either use the logs for building something in the beis hamigdash if they have to build some staircase or something, or they should auction off the logs to the highest bidder and use the money to fix up the building of the beis hamigdash, clean up, fix up, paint up, whatever the beis hamigdash. That's kedushas berik habayis. So if the money is I made, the Bedek HaBayis, then it's Me'ila. The money is I made, the Kodesh Mizbeach, Kedusha Zamim HaMizbeach, so will it be Me'ila? Depends. Did he set aside $1,000 to buy an Oila? Oila is a Kodesh Kodeshim. Then there's a din of Me'ila. If he sets aside $1,000, so he sets aside $1,000 worth of logs, Atzei Shlamim, sets aside $1,000 worth of logs in order to use the money to buy a korban shlamim, that's kedusha zamim lamizbeach of kachim kalim. So then that's the din. There's no meila of kachim kalim. Whether you actually designated the animal hareza shlamim, or you designated atze shlamim, you designated logs, you said put inside $1,000 to buy a korban shlamim. So kedushas haguf of an animal the kachim kalim, there's no meila because it says nefesh kisim amal v'chata bishkog hamikachi Hashem. So Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Mishnah Me'ila, Kodesh Hashem, Kodesh Maham Yuchadim Hashem. That's Kodesh Kodeshim. Kodeshim Kalim don't have a din of Me'ila. So Atze Shlamim means Eitzim that you set aside, that it's Eimed L'mitzvah, so we're going to auction it off to the highest bidder, we're going to use the money to buy a Korban Shlamim. So then there's no Me'ila. So the din of Me'ila only applies if you have something that's Hegdish, that's Eimed L'mitzvah. I donated logs that they should auction it off to the highest bidder and use the money to Bedek HaBayis purposes. That's I'mid LeBedek HaBayis, I'mid LePidyon. I designated an animal to be makrivit. That's I'mid LeMitzvasei. When I shech the animal already, so it's I'mid LeZrikas HaDam, it's I'mid LeHaktore, it's I'mid LeMitzvasei. So there's Me'ila. after you do the Zrikas Hadam on the Chatos, or the Oshom, and it's Oymed Lachila, then it's no longer called, even though it's Kochi Kochim, the Chatos and the Oshom, is Oymed, you have to have Zichri Kuhuna, have to eat it in the Azara. But still, since it's Oymed Lachila's Hedyot, Oymed, the Kohanim are going to eat it, but that's not going to be burnt on the Mizbech. The Emurim are Oymed Lachator al Gabi Mizbech, even Emurim of Kochim Kalim. Have a din of kochi kochim. That's a Mishnah in Zrochim. A muri kochim kalim have a din of me'ila because they're called kochi Hashem, because the oimid limitzvason to be makterit on the mizbeach. But the basar of the chatas and the yoshem, because it's oimid lachilas kohanim, oimid lachilas hedyot, so that's no longer called kochi Hashem. It's kochi kochim, yeah, you have to only zichar kohen eat it in the azara. If you take it chutz lazar, nipsal biyotze, because it's kochi kochim. But there's no me'ila because not oimed lachilas mizbeach. So the din of me'ila only applies, let's say, I shechted, we mentioned yesterday, the first daf me'ila, I shechted kochi kochim bidorim. It's supposed to be shechted bitzofen. The right-hand side of the Azara is Tzofen. So instead of Shechting with Tzofen, I Shech the Bidorm. So it's no longer Emet L'mitzvase. No longer Emet to do this Rikas Adam on the Mizbeach. So the whole thing is puzzle. The whole carbon is puzzle. So there's no longer any Me'ila. Or let's say you have the Chomish Chatoz HaMeses. Chatoz Shavosh Nosa, Chatoz Shinizkapa Balem, Acheres, Tmuras Chatoz, Vlad Chatoz, and so on. So all of those Chomish Hatoz HaMeses, they're not Oymed L'mitzvasim. You have to lock it up in a room and let it die from starvation. It's no longer Oymed L'mitzvasim to be makrevit. So, or if you magdish something better, Kabbai says Oymed L'mitzvasim apidyon. So the kochim, whenever it's Oymed L'mitzvasim, then has a din of me'ila. So that's the din. What if you have kochim? I shechted the carbon on the mizbech. And then I was Zarek the Dam. If they do this Rikas Adam, let's say an Oila. So the whole Oila has a din of Me'ila because the whole thing is Kachi Kachim. And it's not Oymed Lachilas Kohanim. You burn the whole thing Kula Kolo. Burn the whole Bisar Oila, not just the Emurim that you burn on the Mizbech, you burn the Evarim. The whole animal you burn on the Mizbech. So there would be a din of Me'ila on the whole carbon Oila. So let's say I burnt it already. I burnt the whole carbon on the Mizbech. So I finished. There's no more mitzvah to do. Gemara says, not true. It's on the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. Every morning you do Trumas Hadeshen, take a little bit off. Rashi said, Meloha Machta, and Rashi on Chumash, at the beginning of Parshas Tzav, and Rashi on the Gemara, in a few places, always says, you take Meloha Machta from the Mizbech and you put it on the floor. That's what the Rashash pointed out. Where did he say Meloha Machta? He says, he thinks all you have to take is a Kazayas. Why do you have to take Malah Machta? Maybe Lechatchila Malah Machta, but he says, Mikir Adin, Kazayis of Yeshiz is enough. But so once you do the Trumas Hadeshen, then the carbon that you put on the Mizbech that turned already into ashes, everything already turned to ashes. So now it's already Nasis Mitzvasa. Oh, then I say, En Lechadovish and Nasis Mitzvasa, Marilimba. The Trumas Hadeshen is itself, that's the Pasuk of Isomo. Shelo Yehonebo, that's a Yotze Min HaKlal. Even though it's Nasis Mitzvasa, there would still be a Din of Me'ila. But the Pashto says, not like the Rambam, that's a problematic Rambam. The Rambam writes, even after he did Trumas Hadeshen, the rest of the Yeshes and the Mizbeach still have Me'ila. The Pashto in Gemara is not so. The rest of the Gemara Me'ila. Pashto says, the rest of the Trumas Hadeshen, just like when you mafresh Truma, when a farmer's mafresh Truma on Peres that grow in Eretz, so he has 100 bushels, and he's mafresh 2%. One Echa Mechamishim is Mida Beninus. That's a normal. It's 2%. If you want to be very generous, so you give 1 out of 40. If you want to save a little bit, so you can't afford, so you give 1 out of 60. But it's not normal to give more than 1 out of 40 or to give less than 1 out of 60. And then Mida Beninus, you give 1 out of 50, 2%. So when you mafresh Truma, it has an effect on everything. The thing that you took off and you called the truma, that's not truma. It's also lazar. It's no longer, and the rest of it is no longer tevel. The rest of it, you have to be mafresh, maisevish, maisesheni also, but you took off, you're the process of taking off the isa tevel from all of the peiros. So the hafrashas truma has an effect not only on what you koreshem, truma has an effect on everything. So the same thing, truma sadeshen is also like truma. you're mafresh the trumas adeshin. This has a chalushem trumas adeshin, and v'samo shalai yifazer v'samo shalai yohane. It remains even though it's nasis mitzvasa. You finished already all the mitzvahs. The hegdish is no longer aimed to do any further mitzvahs with it, but still that's v'samo shalai yohane. It still remains also banah. But the act of trumas adeshin has an effect on all of the yeshes, so that takes off the yis and iluf, and the rest of the yeshes are pipashin. There's a problematic Rambam that we pointed out, but that's a problem. The Pashtus and the Gemara is not like that Rambam. So again, so according to the Rambam, the whole din of Ein Lecha Dovash and Asma Tzos and Moilam Bo only applies Kol HaNisrafim Shal Hegdish by Pigel Noisa Tomei. If you burnt it, it's no longer Oymer LeMitzvase. Pigel Noisa Tomei, it's a Pasal HaKarbon. So I would have thought Pasal HaKarbon is already not Oymer LeMitzvase. So the answer is no. It's still Oymer LeMitzvase of Sreifa. Of Sreifa, but after he already did the Sreifa, then the Hegdish is no longer Oymer LeMitzvasei. You're not mechayv to do anything else. A Hegdish that's not Oymer LeMitzvasei. There's no din of Meil. Ein Lecha Dovash and Asma Tzos a Moilim Bo. It's a din of Meil and Hegdish. That's where the Rambam got his idea that it's only Nisrafim Shal Hegdish. It's a din of Meil, that there's no din of Meil unless the thing is Oymer LeMitzvasei. But the Tosfos holds not so. So the Tosfos, and the Tosfos got it from the simple reading of the Gemara, follow from a base. It sounds like it should depend whether you hold like Rabbi Yehuda or hold like the Rabbanim. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that ain't be a chametz al b'sreifa. So then I would have thought that if you burn the chametz, even after this mani surah, I would have thought hanisraf ma'afra muta. So kamash malon, that it's only after they already turned it to ashes. It's just making the fire. Because it didn't turn into ashes yet. That's how Dain Lein is Kaima Mitzvah to lift it ready, turns into ashes. Okay, that's how Tosis interprets. So the Gemara sounds like a distinguished Tosis read in the Gemara, and the Tur quotes it in Tof Mem Hei, that we distinguish if the din is like Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Birchon Salabas Sreifa. So once you did the Sreifa and it turned into ashes, Takerabi, Mutta Bahanoa. And Tosis hold this, but if you hold like the Rabban or not, so that's Rabbi Kevega's Kasha on the bottom of the page when this is quoted in the Magen Avraham, quotes this. Simitov Mahev. So Rabbi Kevega has Ha'oris on the side of the page in the Shulchan Aruch. So he asked the Kasha, that's Rab Chaim and Hilchas, the first piece in Hilchas Chametz HaMatzah, Perek Alf and Hilchas Chametz HaMatzah, quotes this Kasha from Rabbi Kevega. Why does it make a difference? But they hold like Abud al hold like Rabbanu. The whole reason why Nisraf and Afra Mutta, because Nasis Mitzvasai. So the same should apply to chametz, even if you hold tashbisasa b'chol davar. They all agree there's a mitzvah of tashbisu. They just argue, how do you fulfill a mitzvah? Rabbi Yehuda holds, can only be mekayim the mitzvah b'sreifa, and the Rabbana holds, you mekayim the mitzvah b'chol davar. But they both hold, you mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu. So just like according to Rabbi Yehuda, Tosfos read the Gemara, that there's a din of nasis mitzvasai, even though it's not an inyan of hegdish, not moilim bo. Takes off the Isano, so why not say the same if it'll be Hash Basasa Bechodab, should also take off the Isa. So that's what we started to work on it yesterday. So Rab Chaim explains there's a difference. What's the nature of the mitzvah of Tashbisu? So if you hold Tashbisu is only Bisrefa, so Rab Yehuda learns it out from the Isar, and the Gemara is Beferish and Chabzainim and Beis. Why is Noisa Bisrefa? Because it's so much usr, it's usr b'achil, and it's usr b'hano, and it's kares. If you eat it, there's kares. So such a thing is requires, the cheftza requires that it has to be oved min ha'olam. You have to burn it. You have to get rid of it because it's so saturated with isa. So that's what we mentioned yesterday from the Kozhak lover, that he heard Shalashuda's Torah by his Rebbe. He used to learn Becharusa with David Nezer. He was a teenager. David Nezer was already an old man, the last few years of his life. So they learned Becharusa. And he had a lot of Hasidus also. They picked up, they printed from the Kozhak Lover drushes. They were all Hasidus and Kabbalah a lot. So he picked up the Hasidus and the Kabbalah also from the Sochet Shavu Rebbe, from the Adnei Nezer. So he quotes, once it was Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Chol is B'Shabbos, and they said Chatzi Halal. So the Sochet Shavu Rebbe asked Akasha, why, we mentioned yesterday, why don't you say Halal Shalom? Because the Gemara in Erech and Daf Yudam and Beis says, why don't we say Halal on Shabbos? Because Lo Ikri Mayed means that it's not a Yontif and there's no mitzvah of Simcha. That's how the Ramban and the Sefer Mitzvahs explain, no mitzvah of Simcha. Why don't you say Rosh Chodesh is Zikri Moed. There is an inyan of Simcha Rosh Chodesh. The Tur quotes in the name of the Goyim in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh that on Rosh Chodesh there is a Chiyuv Simcha because it says V'yam Simchas Ma'adechem Rosh Chodeshem U'skaitem B'chatzotzus Alo L'sechem Alziv Chishamechem. So you see that in Migdosh there was a mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Chodesh. B'gvulin there's not, but in Migdosh there is. In connection with Hakrovus HaMasafim there is a Chiyuv Simcha. That's why the Gemara has a suffix. If a person forgot to say Ritzei in Bichas HaMos, and I forgot to say Yalav Yavan Yontif, so then this, and you realize it after you say Bari Barachma Vishalayim Amen, you didn't start Hatoiv HaMetiv yet, so then there's a special bracha that you say, Baruch HaTor HaShem HaKan Mosh, Shanos and Shabbosis, Leisrael, Leos for the Bris, there's a whole Nusach that you have. Some of the Sidurim have it. So on Rosh Chodesh, there's also a Nusach that you say, if you forgot to say Yalav Yavan, even though Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, if you forgot Yal V'Yavah, you don't have to bench over again. But if you realize that you left that Yal V'Yavah before you start HaTov HaMeitiv, then there's a special Nusach HaBracha to say. So, but even if you don't have it, even if you don't have a city, you don't remember, it's not Me'akiv, you wouldn't have to bench over again. So the Gemara has a suffix that you mention Shanos and Rosh Chodesh and Am Yisrael L'Simcha. That you mention Simcha, not so it's a suffix in the Gemara. Why is it a suffix? So that's Rav Soloveitchik used to explain. Because there is a mitzvah of Simcha and Rosh Chodesh, but only a Migdosh. The Gvulin does not, because the whole Mokker, the tour in Ilchus Rosh Chodesh quotes from the Ge'onim. How do you see that there's a mitzvah of Simcha and Rosh Chodesh? There's an Issa Tainus and Rosh Chodesh, the Pashtus in the Gemara, that is an Issa Deraisa. There's a din of Simcha B'Shei V'Altasa. Hesped V'Tainus is Asa. It sounds perhaps that it's an Issa Deraisa. Hesped V'Tainus is Asa and Rosh Chodesh sounds from the Gemara that it's an Issa Deraisa. That's what we mentioned. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan came there. I said Tikkun all the Yamim Tevim and Megillas Tainus that the Chachamim introduced Bizman Bayisheni. So they introduced all of them. Deloi Lehisano Abahon. That's called Megillas Tainus. About 25-30 Yamim Tevim that they added on. Sometimes one day, sometimes 5 days, sometimes 8 days. Different Yamim Tevim. So all the Yamim Tevim are Deloi Lisanu Abahon. That's why it's called Megillas Tainus. These are Yamim Tevim you're not allowed to fast. And some of them Deloi Lemispid Bahon. Some of them have. So what the whole Yisayit of the Yontif is that it has a Chiyuv Simcha, but it doesn't have a Chiyuv Simcha. Bikum Yasei to have Basa V'Yayin. From all the Yamim Tevim and Megillas Tainus, the only one that has a Chiyuv Simcha Bikum Yasei is Purim, because they made Lasa and made Mishta V'Simcha Mishloch Masa Matanis Lav Yayin. We have to have a Suras Purim. Because it says, Lassus me mishta v'simcha. But the other Yom Tovim and Megillas Tainus, it's not seen Shulchan Aruch. They quote the Levush. How come there's a discrepancy between Chanukah and Purim? How come on Chanukah there's no Chiyuv Suda and Purim there is? It's not really how come Chanukah versus Purim. There are about 25, 30 Yom Tovim and Megillas Tainus. How come all the other 24 don't have a Chiyuv Suda? Only Purim has. It's not just Chanukah versus Purim. It's all the others as opposed to Purim. So that's what they discuss that. So on Purim, there's a Chiyuv Simcha B'Kum B'Yaseh. And all the other Yamitav Megillas Tainus, it's only a mitzvah of Simcha B'Shei V'Al Tasa, not to have Tainus, not to fast the whole day. Preferable is that you should eat food before Chatzos, that it shouldn't be called a Tanus. But the Evid, if you had a drink, it's also good enough. So that's what if you think that it's going to take forever in shul, in the davening, on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, so you have a drink of water before Shachris. But more correct is that you should really eat something, but you're not allowed to eat anything before you daven Shachris. So but the Evid, if you had a drink, it's also good. But let's say it's Chanukah. Or Purim, a Yontif, or a Shchaydish. So you shouldn't just have, and you already did daven, but you're delaying having your breakfast. So l'chatchil, it's not enough just to have a cup of water, a cup of tea. L'chatchil, you should have an orange or a banana, something to eat. And b'di'evit, if you had a drink, so it's also not considered fasting till after Chatzos. So where did they get, called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kehinder, I said Tikkun, where did they get such an idea? That there's such an inyan of Simcha B'Shei V'Al Tase. It's not Simcha B'Kum B'Yasei. All the Yom Tovim and Megillas Tainus, except for Purim, only have a Chiyuv Simcha B'Shei V'Al Tase. Anisa Tainus, and some of them have an Isa Hesped. Some of them, more Chomer than the others, have an Isa Hesped. So they got that from Rosh Chodesh. Came the Reise Tikkun on the level of the Reise. Rosh Chodesh has a Migdash, Rosh Chodesh has a Chiyuv Simcha. what do you do for the purpose of simcha? So you blow chatzotzes, and skaitam chatzotzes halalasechem. That's part of the chiyuv simcha. How do you see simcha? Because put together, v'yam simchas madechem, v'asher chatzechem, it's put together. And the chiyuv simcha is observed b'shevi altasa by not doing hesper v'tainis. You don't have to do bikum v'yaseh, you don't have to have a suda, but it's b'shevi altasa. So again, so where are we holding? I lost track already.
So the Kajal Glover's comment on the Avni Nezer's Shalosh Shuras Torah.
So he was bothered. Avni Nezer was bothered with a kasha. The Gemara says in Erchen Daf Yudam and Beis, why don't you recite Hallel Shalem on Rosh Chodesh? Because it's Muta Basias Malachim. Yeah. Why don't you recite Hallel Shalem on Shabbos? Because it's Lo Ikri Moed. There's no chiyuv simcha. That's how the Ramban explains. No chiyuv simcha. So he was bothered with the kashim when it's Rosh Chodesh Shachali is b'Shabbos. It's Igdish Basias Malacha because of Shabbos, and it's Asim Malacha. It's Asim Malacha because of Shabbos, and it's Ikri Moed because of Rosh Chodesh. How come we don't say Halal Shalom? So he gave the teretz, which is questionable. His teretz was that two kedushas don't blend in to be one hyphenated kedusha of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. One is superimposed on the other, that they happen to have both a Kedusha Shabbos and a Kedusha Rosh Chodesh, and neither Shabbos is Mechayev and Halal, nor is Rosh Chodesh Mechayev and Halal. And they don't blend in to be one. It's not one hyphenated Kedusha Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So that's questionable whether that's correct. There's a Gemara in the first daf in Perek Kol HaTodir, towards the end of Zochem, and daf Peites, that perhaps says not so. That's the Avnei Nezer talks about that Gemara. Perhaps it says not so. The same Avnei Nezer held his drushes on the Chuvas. He has a piece where he talks about that. So the Kasha Glover was bothered with the Kasha. And our Gemara, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yude, that you learn out a Mamatzino from Noiser, that whatever is also Bachil also Banon in Chayiv Kares is Ton Sreifa. So the Gemara said, what about Chelev Sha'aniskal Yachiach? That it should be ton sreifa. That was the Gemara's kasha. So the Kosher Glover was bothered, but what's the kasha? It's this chorus because of chelev, and it's also bahano. Chelev is mutabano. It says chelev le'el chelev trefi yasal chamalocha v'achal lo sachlu. It's only also bachilu. It's mutabano. So why is it also bahano? Because it's a shor niskal. So shor niskal is not chorus. So it's not mechayev. The isa hanov shor niskal is not mechayev and sreifa. And the Issa Kores of Chelev is also not Mechayim and Sreifa. So even if you have both combined together, why would the Gemara consider that a Kasha? How is that a Kasha? The only time Rabbi Yehuda says that if it's also Achil Bano in Chayiv Kores, that it's Ton Sreifa, is if it's Mitam Echod. So that's the Kasha that he is. Just like the Avnei Nezer says, Shabbos and Chodesh don't blend in, so Chelev and Shor HaNiskal shouldn't blend in. So we suggested, no, Tone Sreifa, the way Rab Chaim is explaining, there are two kinds of things that are Tone Sreifa. If you hold like Rab Yehuda, ain't be a chomis al b'sreifa because you're learning it out from Noiser, so that's Rab Chaim's language is, it's Tone Sreifa because of the Chefza. Whenever a Chefza is so usser, through and through, usser b'achila, usser b'ano, and chayiv kares, yeh me'ezer tam she'yeh, but the Chefza has on it, the Chelev of the Shor HaNiskal has all of these Isurim, Asa Bachila, Asa Bano, and it's Chayiv Kares. So then the Chefze is Mechayiv that it has to be Kolam in Oilam. You have to destroy it. The Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't want that around the world. So if it's that kind of a Chefze that's Ton Sreifa because of the Chefze, and that's why it can add up, even though it's two different Shem and Sisa, it adds up together. The Chefze is Ton Ibn Min Oilam. So then it's Ton Ibn Min Oilam B'Sreifa. But if you all like the Rabbanan, that Hashbasasa b'chol davar, so the nature of the mitzvah of Tashbisu is different. It's not that the Chefza is so awesome. No, there's a din about Yerua b'Yimotze. And even on Erev Pesach, there's a Shaila we started yesterday. Erev Pesach, there's a question if there's Yerua b'Yimotze. We mentioned yesterday that the Migdalois on the bottom of the page of the Rambam. Migdalois always assumes that the Rambam is right. So whenever the Rabbit has a soga on the Rambam, the Rabbit has a soga, the Rambam is black and white against the Gemara. And there's no teretz. Terry says that he paskin like Yerushalmi, a paskin like a psikta, some other, a tosefta, some other source, but it's against the Bavli. The Rabbi has murderous kashas. So the Migdalo is always right. No, the Rambam is always right. The Rambam is always right. So here there's a Rambam at Perigimel, in Chametz and Matzah, Halacha Ches. It's a question how to read this Rambam. So the Rambam is quoting the Gemara that we had earlier on Daf Vav Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, HaBedik Tzarech She'ivatal. When you finish Bedikas Chometz, you have to be Mevatel right away. So the Gemara says, what's the rush to be Mevatel right away? When it'll come Erev Pesach, and Bedikas Chometz is Orla Arba Osa. When it'll come Chatzos and Erev Pesach, then before Yontov, you'll be Mevatel. The Gemara says, no, it's too late to be Mevatel. Chometz Mishesh Osa Lamayla, but since it's also banos, it's ain't a b'shusa. Whatever that means, either ain't a shalai, ain't a b'shusa. There was a machlokes, k'tzois and the others. Rashi says ain't a b'shusa. Rashi writes ain't a shalai, and the k'tzois thinks not like Rashi. K'tzois thinks that isuri hanoa are ain't a b'shusa because b'shusa means accessibility that we spoke about a lot. In order to be a full Bailam, we have to have Shaloi B'shusa, that's Rabbi Yechanan, Rish Lokesh, Adam Achloikis, and we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. Something is Gozal Behem of Lanis Tiasha Abad, Mishnei Mein, Wachayim Hagdishai, Zelefi Shein Shaloi, Zelefi Shein B'shusa. If I own an animal, but someone stole it, I don't have access to my animal. Someone stole my automobile, I don't know where it is. It's Shali, but it's Ein B'shusi. So when I die, it goes B'rusha to the children. Whatever assets I possess, even if they ain't a bishusi, but it's an asset that I own, so it goes birusha. But I don't have the ability to be magdishit, or to be mafkirit, or to be makna, or to give it b'matana. Because in order to be considered a full ban, we have to have shaloi bishusi. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. The ganav can't be magdishit, zelefishen shaloi. And the nignav cannot be magdishit, zelefishen bishusi. That's the Gemara in That's in Gemara in Baba Kama. Avdaf Samach Tes Samad Aleph, the Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, and the Gemara shows it's a Machlekes HaTanoim. That's unusual. Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish is simply a Machlekes, which Tana in the Mishnah? The Mishnah Maseches Maaseh Sheni quotes the Machlekes HaTanoim, whether the fact that something is stolen, so it's in the Bishusi, is that Pageya in my Bailus? Does that make it that I'm no longer a full Bailum? My bialis is incomplete, and therefore I cannot be mafka, and I can't be magdish, and I can't be makne. I can't give it my maton and so on. So the Ram quotes it then that you have to be mevatel lachametz. I bet it's toshe vatel lefichach. He writes in Perigim lachametz and matzah lachaches lefichach. Im lo bitel koydem sheish. Umi sheish osa lamayla matzah chametz. After chatzos on Erev Pesach, he finds the chametz in his house. So he says it's a violation of Bayer Rabbi Matze. So the Ravid understood the Rambam to mean after Sheish, he's over Bayer Rabbi Matze. You can interpret the Rambam, he will be over. If he doesn't burn it now, after Chatzais, he will be in violation of Bayer Rabbi Matze. But you don't necessarily have to read the Rambam the way the Ravid did, that is already Hareza over Bayer Rabbi right now. Here it says, "Kasa v'ra'ivet zal, ulai sever zeh ha-mechaber." I can read the letters here. "Ulai sever zeh ha-mechaber, shemisheishos alamayla b'lo yiro v'lo yimotze be'eno ken." Wrong, Zakta. The Shivas Yomim ksiv. It says, "Sor lo yimotze be'vatech m'shivas Yomim." The Ravid Tainus that Bar Yorah Bar Matzah is only during the duration of the 7 days of Pesach. Erev Pesach in the afternoon is not Bar Yorah Bar Matzah. That's the Hasagas HaRavim. So there, there's a Migdaloi. Migdaloi is always right. No, the Rambam is always right. So here he writes, not only the Rambam is right, all the Rishonim agree with the Rambam. Vani Oimer, Gam Rashi, V'Rabbi Natan, V'Rov HaMefarshim Azal, Pirushi Kein, B'Resh Parakam, B'Di Psochim, Aberik Tzoch Sheivatl, and he quotes the Rashi there. We have it. There are a few Rashis like that. One Rashi explicitly on Dalet Amin Aleph, but Rashi sounds like he wrote about you Rabbi Matze after Chatzos. It could be that it's Labdavke. It could be he meant just like on Pesach, there's an Isa Bar Yorah Bar Matzah on the 7 days of Pesach. Maybe on Erev Pesach, there's a different Isa. Maybe it's Tashbisim. So that we'll have to discuss when we get to the Gemara on Chav Ches, on the base, the top of Chav Ches on the base. So again, so Reb Chaim has an essay for the following suggestion. He doesn't talk about it. The Rambam happens to write only Hanisofim Shal Hegdish. Afram Mutter because Ein Lachadavish and Afsasam Moilam Batzadin and Meila. If the Hegdish is no longer Emed Lemitzvasai, then there's no din of Meila. So that's the Rambam Shita. So the Rambam holds that even by Orla in Kloy Akerim, which are Besreifa, he would not say that Hanisofim and Afram Mutter. It would have the din, same din as Nikbarm. He holds Afram Mutter is only by Pigal Noisa Tommy, that's all. But the Tesis read the Gemara and says, according to Tesis, what kind of a din is it? That by Oyla Kla Kerem, once you do the Sreifa, it's Mutter Bahano. So Reb Chaim explains in the Sefer, what it probably means is like this. Only if the Chefze is stone Sreifa. If I have an item that's so usher, it's usher bachila bahano, it's usher bachila bahano, and the Torah says you have to burn it. So after you're going to burn it, it's going to turn into ashes. So I want a chaparain, I want to gain some benefit from it before I get to burn. So the Torah says, no, you're not allowed to gain any benefit. If you're gaining benefit before you burn it, because if you're going to burn it right away, then you won't be able to get that hanoah from the orla and the klai kerem. So that's how I'm going to sell it. I have orla klai kerem. I'll sell it to a nochri. The nochri doesn't have to observe the dinim of orla and klai kerem. They'll sell it to a goy. So that's considered a bitla mitzvah of this reifa. Since there's a mitzvah to burn it, so if you're going to gain benefit from it before you burn, because you know after you burn it, you won't be able to get that benefit from it. So you want to sell it quickly now before. So you are getting hanor from it constitutes a bitla mitzvah of this reifa. but what happens if it's already nasis mitzvah? The din requires that I'm supposed to burn it. The din requires that I have to burn it. So then I say, if I already did burn it, so there's no reason that it should be asa b'hanah. Basa b'chalav is asa b'hanah. It starts off. It's asa b'achil and asa b'hanah. Okay, it's asa b'hanah. Hegdish, the din of me'ila is only if the hegdish is oimed l'mitzvasa. Not oimed l'mitzvasa, there's no din of me'ila. A lot of times it'll be loinanim in the rabbanim, but it won't be an isa me'ilam in atar because no longer emel mitzvahs. But let's say the other isari hanoah. So basa b'chalav is also b'hanoah. So it's an isa hanoah. But over here, if you have something that's ton sreifa, so then Taisus understood based on the Gemara, whenever something is ton sreifa, If you'll burn it, then you won't be able to get hanoah from it. It'll be ashes. The nature of the hanoah is such, you can only get hanoah before you burn it. So even though there's no rush, there's no din. Zriz magdim in the mitzvah. You should do the mitzvah the earliest possible. But you say that, why should it be awesome hanoah? The answer is no. If the nature of the hanoah is such that once you're going to burn it, you won't be able to get this hanoah. I'm going to sell it to the guy. If I'm going to burn it and turn it to ashes, the guy's not going to pay so much money for the orla and the klei akerim. So then this act of selling to the goya, or I'm going to feed it to my animal. The animal is not going to eat it if I'm going to burn it and turn it into ashes. So feeding it to the animal constitutes a bitla mitzvah of the sreifa. That certainly you won't be able to burn it later on. It's going to be a bitla mitzvah of the sreifa. So that's why you're not allowed to get hanoah. But once you've already burnt it, so then there's no longer any yisa hanoah. So that's what Tosis understood. That's what the Rambam understood. Why is Hanisrafim and Afram Mutter? Because it's only by Hegdish and no longer Oimed L'mitzvasa. That's a local din of Me'ila. And Taisus understood that some of the Yisuri Hanoah are not really Yosef B'Hanoah. It's just that if you'll get Hanoah, you're supposed to, it's Oimed L'sreifa. If you get Hanoah before you burn it, that will consider that, will that constitutes a bitla mitzvah of the Sreifa. Even if you'll burn it later on, but it constitutes a bitla mitzvah of the sreifa, so that's why you're not allowed to burn. So you already did the sreifa, so then there's no reason that it should be asa b'hanoah. So within that type of isuri hanoah, so that's where Reb Chaim says that apparently Tosfos is of the opinion that that's only if the choyva sreifa comes machmas achefetz. the chayfetz is so usher, so it requires that it should be burnt. Ibid min olam. But if the mitzvah to destroy it, let's say hashbasasa b'chol dover, there is a mitzvah. I have a mitzvah. There's a din about yirah by matzeh. Or even if you hold by yirah by matzeh, it doesn't apply. The pashta says that Rav HaRishonim don't agree. The Migdal Eis writes on that, the Ravid. No, Rav HaRishonim agree with the Rambam. Rav HaRishonim hold like that Rashi, and he quotes the Rashi in the first Perek and Pesach. So that's a minority opinion, I'll be pashta, that there's by yirah by matzeh on Erev Pesach. Because in the Chumash, it sounds like, that's the Ravid's Hasogah on the Rambam. There's no Bayurah on Erev Pesach. It could be that there is an Issa, Lekayem Chometz Bishusi, maybe it's an Issa essay of Tashbisu. We're going to have to talk about that on Chof Ches on the base. But it's something like Bayurah Bayimatze. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's the love of Bayurah Bayimatze. Something similar to that. So if the Torah says, the gavra has to burn the chametz in order that we don't want, it's like the Ran on the Rif has a comment that the Ran on the Rif has a comment that the din of bal yiroi by yimotzei is a gzeira deraisa shem yavu liochlo. That's what it sounds like in the chumash. So lei motze bevatechem ki kolechal machmetzes v'nichrusa, because whoever eats chametz is chayv koris. Therefore, the Torah says, "La'yivalecha chametz kikalecha machmetzes." Rabbi Yosef Engel has in one of his farmen, Asven Deraisa. Yosef Engel was a great goyin, Polish goyin, who died 100 years ago. A lot of times, he has exactly the same as Rab Chaim, word for word, exactly the same. But then he has, in addition to Rab Chaim style, he has a pilpul also, not always like Rab Chaim style, but he has a lot of things that are exactly the same. So he has a long essay where he discusses, is there such a thing as a siog derais, a gzera? Torah says, you're not allowed to do something. Shema yovo to lidei something else. We know, shmarta mis mishmarti, asum mishmaris le mishmarti. That's the concluding pasuk in Parsha Zachri Mois. So the Gemara says in Yevam Zdav Chafalav Men Aleph, that pasuk, asum mishmaris le mishmarti, is the mocker for the institution of the Anshei Knesset Hagdala, Asei Siog LaTorah. The opening Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Hey, Mar Mishlosh Advarim, Anshei Knesset Hagdala were the ones that made a lot of gzeiros. It's Man Baisheni. That's the Balatani writes in the Droshes for Rosh Hashanah and the Likute Torah, that it's a Dovi Yadua Mefursim, that is Man Baisheni. That's when they made the overwhelming majority of all the gzeiros derabban. So there's such a thing as mishmarti on the level of to make gzeiros the rabbanon, and each person, depending on what circumstances he finds himself in, you live in America, so make some personal gzeiros that you shouldn't fall in. You live in Eretz Yisrael, and by the Haredim, so you're afraid you're going to fall in with something over there, so make gzeiros for yourself. Chachamim make a gzeira, that's in every generation, that's davar shava l'chol nefesh. That's what the Mesillas Yerushalayim writes. Whatever the Chachamim prohibited, mitam gzeira, applies to everybody in all generations. But each person who finds himself in a situation, someone is a diamond merchant, another person is a professor in a Goyish university, another one is a Rebbe in a religious Orthodox yeshiva. So each one has his own yetzoharis. So each one has to make his own gzeira, so shmartam es mishmarti. That'll only apply to him. And the Bez Nagadol makes gzeiros that are binding on everybody in Klal Yisrael. So is there such a thing? There are 630 mitzvahs in the Torah. Is it shaykh to say that some of those mitzvahs are a gzeira? So on that, in the Obister of Nostan, you have an elaboration, like the Tasefta elaborates on the Mishnayis. So Obister of Nostan is like a Tasefta that elaborates on the Mishnayis in Pirkei Avos. So in that opening Mishnah, Sei Siog La Torah, so the Obister Rav Nosson has Ezi Siog Shasa Satora Lidvareha. What's a Siog Deraisa? Called the Tikkun Rabbanon. Kein Deraisa Tikkun. And the Chacham made all Gzeiros Rabbanon. They pattern and after Dinim Deraisa. Where do you have a Siog in the Torah? So the Obister Rav Nosson has two examples, and it's a Medrash Rabba also. The Torah has a din if an isha is a nida, so the husband is not allowed to be with his wife. Tashmish is also. Then the Torah says Lasikuvu Lagala Serva. You're not allowed to kiss her. You're not allowed to hug her. You're not allowed to demonstrate chibah. You're not allowed to do kirubasa. There's no chorus on that. But the Torah says l'sikavu l'galus erva. So the Rambam and the Ramban have a machlokes in the Sefer Mitzvahs. But the kirub basa by yishta nida is that an isa deraisa and isa derabbanan. So the Rama holds that it's an isa deraisa, and the Ramban is masik. He thinks that it's only exer derabbanan. But the simple reading of that obviously Rab Nosson and is a medrash rabba also is ezi sog shasas atar lidvareva. What's an example of a sog deraisa? So it says l'sikavu l'galus erva. Sounds like it's an isa deraisa kirubasa to anida, even if she's single, would be an isa deraisa. There's no curse. Curse is only on the actual bia, but the kirubasa would be an isa deraisa. That's b'torah siog. The mechaber writes like that. Mechaber knows that b'zman is that there's no malchus, and mechaber writes there's an isa kirubasa to all the arayas, and whoever hugs or kisses anida is loike. What is he loike? We don't give any malchus, Ben Azan. He means to take a stand on the machlekes, the Ramam and the Ramban, where the kirubasa is an isa deraisa. It's only an asmachta. So he says loike. The mechaber writes in Ebenezer in Simchafala for something that you loike. He holds like the Ramam and the kirubasa is an isa deraisa. Then the obvious Ram Nosson has another example also in the Medrash Rabbah that the nazir, we don't want the nazir to drink wine. He should be a little bit. A bit of an ascetic, a little bit, not too much. But what's wrong with eating grapes? He's not going to get drunk from eating grapes. The Torah says that he's not allowed to eat anovim lachem viveshim lo yochel. He's not allowed to eat raisins, he's not allowed to eat grapes. What is going to get drunk from eating the grapes? So the Obis Dram Nosson said, that's a siog shosa torah debera. That's an isa deraisa b'torah siog. So Rabbi Yosef Engel has this long essay where he quotes many marmakimus from sources in the Gemara and from Mishainim, from Achrainim. So he quotes the Ran on the Rif, who has a certain kasha in the beginning of Psach. He has a certain kasha, and he gives as an answer to the kasha, he develops this idea that Bal Yirah Bai Matzah is a siog deraisa, and that's how the pasuk reads. Because one who eats chametz is chayv kareis. So that's where the Torah made a din, bal yiroi, bal yimotzim. So there's a din, you're not allowed to have chametz in your possession. So one can understand that tashbisu, if you are like the chachamim, that hashbisasa b'chol dover, then the Rav Chaim is suggesting the nature of the din of tashbisu starts from the gavra. We don't want the gavra to fall in to eat the chametz. So we say he shouldn't keep it in his possession and he has to get rid of it. So we say the tashbisu, the obligation to get rid of it, is his mitzvah. It's not that the thing is so usur. It's the Rebbe Hashem created a whole world and there's certain things that are in the world that he really doesn't want. So he wants us to destroy them because they're absolutely usur. So that's of something Rabbi Yehuda would say that's of. If chametz is also bachil ba'no and kareis, so then the chepze, the Rebbe Hashem doesn't want it to exist in the world. So that would be called nasis mitzvasai. Once you, the whole, if the chayva sreifa comes from the chepze, because it's so much aser bachil ba'no and kareis that the Rebbe Hashem doesn't want it to exist. So then I say the whole nature of if the mitzvah of sreifa comes from the chepze, then once it's going to be nasis mitzvasai, it'll be mutter b'hano. The whole isa no is because you didn't do the mitzvah yet. But if the whole mitzvah is only on the gavra, we don't want you to violate achilas chametz. So we make a siog deraisa bal yiroya, and we tell you a mitzvah, burn it. So that's your mitzvah to burn. It's not that the Rebbe Hashem doesn't want this thing to exist in the world. If a goy has chametz, gives him to hate. He doesn't have to burn it. You don't have to buy it from the goy in order to burn it. It'll be also b'achil b'anav, you have to burn it. So if the whole mitzvah of burning the chametz starts from the gavra, then Rab Chaim thinks that the din of nasa mitzvasa doesn't apply. So this is how he suggests is the answer to Rabbi Kevega's kash. Still not so smooth. So even though the Rambam doesn't hold many of this, because the Rambam holds nasa mitzvasa, there's no meal, there's only din in kochim, doesn't apply even to Arla and Klayakerem. So Rav Chaim wants to apply this distinction between the two different types of fulfilling tashbisu. If you all like Rav Yehuda, so then the bir chametz, the chavis bir stems from the chepze. That this chepze, the Rebbe Shalom doesn't want to be in existence in the world. It's so much aser b'achil b'anoa and kares, the Rebbe Shalom doesn't want it to exist. And even if it's kares and hanoa from from two different angles. But the bottom line, the chefza, is rotten through and through. So still, the Gemara says, chelav sha'anis kol yachiyach. So then that should also be bisreifa. So Rab Chaim, even though the Rambam doesn't hold that from this word of Tosfos in the Tur, Rambam holds Hanisraf and Afamuta is only Pigal Nasi Tamei, but still Rab Chaim wants to use this distinction within the Rambam to explain why the Rambam, there's a different kasha in the Rambam. The Rambam says that one who's Kaina Chomitz bePesach and one who's Machmetz Issa bePesach, he violates Bal Yirah, usually he violates Bal Yirah by Matzah B'Shei V'Al Taseh. I have Chomitz in my kitchen, I have cookies, I have bread in the freezer, and I didn't sell it to the guy. I didn't destroy it. I didn't throw it out before Pesach. So I violate Bal Yirah by Matzah B'Shei V'Al Taseh. So Lav Shem HaMaisa, you don't get Malkus. What if a person buys Hakana Chomitz bePesach? So he violates Bal Yirah by Matzah B'Kum V'Yaseh, or his Machmetz Issa. He takes Pesach Dika flour, and he mixes with water, and he doesn't bake it right away. He takes the kind of flour that they use in the matzah factory that they bake matzahs from, not matzah mel. Matzah mel was already baked and it's not boiled de chimutz. He takes flour that they use in the matzah factories and he mixes with water and he doesn't bake it right away. He lets it sit and it turns into chametz. So if the person's machmen tzitza b'pesach, he violates by matzah b'kum v'yaseh, so then the Rambam says that he's like it. So the Mefarshim ask on the Rambam that there's a Gemara beferish later in the Tzaddiks, but the Gemara says that Bal Yirah by Matzah is a lava nitik la'esei, lava nitik la'esei, we paskan ein loikim olav. So Rav Chaim wants to answer that Gemara is only Ali, but the Rav Yudah holds ein b'yachamis ala b'sreifa. Mashenikin, the Rambam doesn't paskan like Rav Yudah. The Rambam paskans hashbasasa b'chol dova, yochav Rav malachi kerabim, like the Chachamim. So the whole nature of Tashbisa is different. It's not a mitzvah that the Cheftza is ton ibid men oilam. The Gavra has a mitzvah to get rid of the chametz. Like we don't, it's a siog daraisa. We don't want him to keep chametz in his possession. We're afraid he's going to eat it. Shema yavale yachloi. So not only does he have to get to dispose of it, it shouldn't belong to him. He should destroy it. If he still has on an Erev Pesach and Shoshishis, he should destroy it. He shouldn't sell it to the guy. He should destroy it. So that's a mitzvah on the Gabra. So Rav Chaim wants to say that the Rambam also holds from these two types of understandings of the mitzvah of Tashbisa. If you all like Rav Yudah, then it's a Kiyum and a Cheftza. If you all like the Rabbanon, the Gabra has to get rid of it. So that's not called a Lava Nikbalasi. So that's not so smooth. That's not so smooth. Okay, that's on the Gemara and on the base.
Can you elaborate why you think it's not so smooth?
Labanitek le'essay, why should it make a difference whether the essay of Tashbisuf comes from the nature of the Cheftza, but Hashem doesn't want this thing to exist in the world, or comes from the Gavra? The Torah says if you did this Havera, you got to do this mitzvah later on. I would have said Fakert. If you stole, so then you have to undo it by the Heshev Sagzela. You left it over. The Baruch Shalom doesn't want that there should be nicer in the world. And if you did leave it over, you have to undo it by burning it. So I would have thought, what's the nature of the mitzvah of Tashbisu? If I already violated Bal Yirah by Matzah, then the Torah tells me what to do. So if the nature of the mitzvah is I shouldn't have chametz in my possession, and if I did buy chametz, then I have to burn it. So then I would have thought you have to burn in order not to have the chametz. That's undoing the result of the Avera. So if the mitzvah of Tashbisa is in the Gavra, that the Gavra Shema Yovel Yochla, he shouldn't violate the Isar Achila, I would have thought then it's undoing the results of the Avera. Mashenikin, if the mitzvah from the Cheftza, that the Cheftza is ton, even if you all then be a chametz al b'sreifa, so like Rabbi Yudas, and then the nature of the mitzvah is that this is, the Rebbe Shalom doesn't want this thing to be in existence. So the mitzvah of Tashbisa starts from the Cheftza. So what if thoughts has nothing to do with the fact that I violated Bal Yirah by Matzah? It's because the thing is a terrible thing. It's very usher. Rebbe Shalom wants it to be, it shouldn't exist, shouldn't be part of the Bria. Like Mechias Amalek, you have to wipe out Amalek. So you have to wipe out the chametz. So then it's not to undo the results of my Aver. I would have thought perhaps just the opposite from what Rav Chaim suggested. That if it's a mitzvah on the Gavra Tashbisu, then it's to undo the results of the Aveira. But if it's a mitzvah from the Cheftza, it starts from the Cheftza, then it has nothing to do with the fact that I violated the Aver. There's room to say just the reverse. So, how does he see that that should play a role, whether the nature of the mitzvah starts from the Cheftza, from the Gavra, that should determine whether it's called a Labanita Glassi? That's very questionable.
What about Rabbi Kivager's question? Do you like how to answer that?
Also not so smooth. Not so smooth. Kashas, how do you know? How do you know? I don't know.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
There's a Tosos on the next Amud that says that Balyara, you're over Kol Shah.
Yes.
So also that could present Akasha to Rav Chaim, no?
Well, you're over Kol Shah. How is that Akasha Rav Chaim? I think the Or Sameach said that's the answer on the Rambam. The Rambam, why did the Rambam say Amach Mitzisa Kana Chavis BePesach? Is then you violated by Yira Bikum V'Yasei. Usually you violate by Yira by Matzah B'Sheva Al Tasa. I have the chametz in my kitchen. I didn't sell it, so it's Sheva Al Tasa. So Lav Shem and my same like him all. But if he Kana Chametz BePesach Amach Mitzisa, then it's a Kum V'Yasei. Then he's like the Rambam, right? So the kasha was let it be a Lav Anitek La'Esei. So Rav Chaim says the Gemara is only Ali, but the Rav Yehuda and the Rambam passing like the Rabbanan. That's a difficult word. So the Or Sameach writes differently. That it's only called Lav Anitek La'Esei, like we said it before, if the essay undoes the result of the Lav. So the Torah says Loisigzol, then it's the Heshev is Hagzela. If you did violate Loisigzol, the Torah tells you how to undo the results. Or the Torah says Loisesir Men Abek, but that's Men Abek, Abesh Tisrof. If you went ahead and you did it, so try to undo the results of the Avera. But over here he says, when you violate it by Matzei, Yoiva b'chol rega, every minute that you keep it. It's not that it doesn't make a difference if you keep chametz in possession for all 7 days of Pesach or for 5 days of Pesach. It's not that it's the same Avera. No, every minute you're Yoiva b'chol rega, now there is a bal yura by matzeh. So what is it going to help? The Or Sameach says, what is it going to help? I'm going to burn it on the third day of Pesach. The second day of Chol HaMoed, I'm going to burn the chametz. That'll prevent mikan al habo. I will no longer be in violation by yura by matz mikan al habo. But the first 2 days I did violate by yura by matz. It said doesn't undo the results of the aver. Yeah, but it doesn't answer the gemara. The gemara is beferish on tzadikay. I think that it is a lav anditikles. See, just the Or Sameach just explaining why the Rambam holds it not like that gemara. Maybe it didn't have that girsa in the gemara. I think it's in parentheses in the gemara. So some rishonim didn't have that girsa. Maybe the Ram didn't have that gear, but let it be mitzara svar, lav anitek la'asei. So that's when he says mitzara svar, it's not, because it's only called lav anitek la'asei if it undoes the result of the aver. Let's say the Gemara has a discussion. The opening Mishnah in Temura says, there's a lav lo yachlifenu v'lo yomarosu v'mehema yomar v'hayu hu'us marosu yiyah kodesh. So the Mishnah says, if a person says Harezu Tachazu, he violates the Isra of Tmura, he suffigas harboim, he gets Malkus. So the Gemara asks Akasha, let it be a lava nita glase. So the Gemara gives two answers on the Kasha. Why exactly, let's say with the Or Sameach's definition, why Vahoyuhus Marosa Yeh Kodesh? How does that undo the results? How does that undo the results of Torah says you're not allowed to make tamura, so the fellow did. So the Torah says you should still be makriv the old carbon, it's still a carbon, and the new one that you wanted to substitute and said you makriv that too. How does that undo at all the results of the Avera? So I don't know exactly. The Gemara doesn't give that as an answer. The Gemara gives two different answers there. Why it's not a lava nitik lesson. So the Or Sameach, it's an interesting idea that he raised, but how does it fit in with that Gemara? I'm not sure. Let's just say that Gemara is a different thing. There's a Gemara in Yuma where the Gemara says one who eats nevela should be ein aloike, should be alav hanitek la'ese. Why, after you eat the nevela, what are you supposed to do? Cause to throw it up? You're supposed to cause yourself to throw it up from your stomach? No, there's no din. It says, so because the Chumash writes don't eat nevela. Rather than eat nevela, do this. That's called a lava nita glase. That's not the regular kind of a lava nita glase. So there's a big tesis there. It's on an Ahmed base in Yuma, and a Lamed somewhere, a Lamed Vava, something like that. So the Tosis says there are two kinds of lava nita glase. One is like Torah Samech said, that the Torah tells you what to, if you did the Avera, what should you do afterwards? What should you do? How do you proceed? Lo sigzol, and what do you do if you did do lo sigzol? Heshav is hagzel. Over here, it's not lo sochon the veil, and if you ate the veil, then you should sell it to the ger. Once you ate it, you can't do that. But if the Torah writes the law next to a recommendation, rather than do this avera, do this with the neveila, that's also not dumya the law da hasima. Because by you only get malchus if you violate an avera that's similar to the sachs m'shabedisha. So it has to be similar. Not only the nature of the avera is such that it's not a lav anitik l'ese, a lav sheish b'maise. That's one part, but also it has to be similar to the sachs m'shabedisha the way it's written in the chumash. Let's say we said Rashi and the Rambam both hold if you eat orla b'chutz lords. Most of the Rishonim hold like the Gemara that is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So halacha l'moshe m'sinai doesn't say in chumash at all. And the parsha of Orlan chumash in parsha's kedushim says kisavoy al haaretz and etaytem kol leitz meichal va'aralta mar losa shol shanim areim yelachem lo yochal. It says kisavoy al haaretz that the din of Orla only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Orla b'chutz laaretz zida midrabbanan one shita, maybe Rashi and Brachas daf lamed vav seems to pass on like that perhaps. Or the Rav Rishonim say, the way it says in Yerideya, Orla b'chutz lortz halacha l'moshe m'sinai, and the other opinion in the Gemara. So one who eats Orla b'chutz lortz is not loike, because it's not written in Chumash at all. So it's not dumi d'alav d'chasima. Or even if it is written in Chumash, but it's a lav haba mechlal asei. Lav haba mechlal asei has to say loi, like loi sachs m'shabedishor, or hisham epen v'yal. Hisham epen v'yal is sufficiently similar to loi, Sachsim Shabbadisha, so then you get Malkus. But if it's not, if it's a lav anitik, if it's a lav habo mechlala, say it's not written explicitly, lo hisham permial, that's not written in Chumash the same way as lo sachsim Shabbadisha. So also, if it says lo sachgal nevela, rather than do that, what should you do if you have a nevela? Don't eat it. So the Torah gives you advice. Right next to the pasuk where it says, don't eat the nevela, it says, rather than eat it, do this with it. Sell it or give it away b'matana. So that's also not similar to lo sachsim shabedisha. And often, in the nature of the avera it is, he's eating nevela. He did a lav sheish b'maisa. But the way it's written in Chumash, not the same. So maybe that's what the Gemara meant. That just like lager shechana b'chol ha'mochol ha'nochri is, in a certain sense, it's a lav anita klesa, it means it's not written in Chumash. The Eifen Ksiv and Chumash is not similar to Lo Sachsim Shabbadisha. So Lo Yachlifenu V'lo Yamaroso Heim Yam B'vahoyuhus Marasi Yekodesh. The Torah tells you what to do if you do the Avir. It tells you, recommends what to do. Even though it doesn't undo the result. Maybe there are two different kinds. That's what Tosfos says there in Yuma. There are two different kinds of Lava Nitek Lesa. So maybe this one, the Ursa Mech's lav anita glase is when it undoes the result. And over here, by Matsuyov, Bechol Rega, so it doesn't undo the results. It'll prevent you, Mikana Labo, you won't be in violation of Bayura by Matsuy for the remainder of Pesach, if you destroy it in the middle of Pesach. But there's another kind of lav anita glase, when the Torah writes right next to the lav, Torah tells you, rather than do this Avera, do something else. Or if you did the Avera, what should you do? Like maybe that's the other kind of lava nitik glass. That could be. You have to go through a lot of Gemaras to see if it's really oisgal, see if it's really correct. Okay, that's the Gemara over here. Then the Gemara Chof Chesam and Aleph has a discussion about the details, and this goes into further details on details. What's the din? If he's going to throw mefarav b'zorah l'ruach or matalayam, does it require also mefarer or it doesn't need mefarer? So Rabbi says that chometz is a din of tashbisu, in Avodah Zarah. This is then Abeite Abdunas Kalam Kam Ibur Avodah Zarah. You have to destroy the Avodah Zarah. So Rabbi holds that it's the same dinim by Chometz and by Avodah Zarah. But if you throw an ingot into the Yam, so it'll depend whether you're throwing it into Yam HaMelech. Yam HaMelech is very salty, so it's going to destroy everything that you throw into it. So whatever you throw in, there won't be any need to be mefarer. But if it's into any other yam other than the Yam HaMelech, so you have different chemicals and different yamim, so the chemicals in the other yamim are not going to, they're clean water, clear water, so it's not going to destroy, so then you have to be mefarer. So according to Rabbi, there's no difference between Avodah Zarah and Chometz. The difference is whether you're throwing the Chometz or the Avodah Zarah into the Yam HaMelech, into another yam or another lake or ocean. And Rabbi Yosef says, yeah.
I think, doesn't it look like from Rashi that the difference is that because boats don't access the Yam HaMelech? I think that's what Rashi said.
Yeah, yeah. Different.
Is there a nafkamina between those two understandings?
Probably is. I don't know. Probably is a nafkamina. Yeah, Rashi doesn't say what I said. That's correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. So again, so Tosis points out, Tosis Maschal, Ipcha Mistabra. Loshin Ipcha, Enem Yushav. It's not Ipcha. Rabbi is Mashvaism. Rabbi says that everything, the Bir Chometz and the Bir Avodah Zarah is the same. It depends if you're throwing it into the Yam HaMelech or to another body of water. But Rabbi Yosef says, Ipcha Mistabra, that it should make a difference between Avodah Zarah and Chometz. Chometz is food. So the chametz will disintegrate by itself. Mashenikain, if it's Avodah Zarah, so it's metal or it's wood, a totem pole or something, so that you have to be mefar. It's not going to help even if you throw into the Yam HaMelech. You have to be mefar at an event. Okay, so then Tosfos goes into details. Okay, that's not that significant. What's the next Mishnah? We'll start a little bit. What's the next Mishnah? There's a din chametz shel Pesach is aser, but it's only chametz shel Yisrael. Chametz shel nachrish aval Pesach muta banav sheisolas manav sheneemar leiroa lechosa or. So the Gemara is going to discuss how do you see from leiroa lechosa or. How do you see from the words in that pasuk that there's a difference between chametz shel Akam and chametz shel Yisrael, and leiroa lechosa or isn't talking about the prohibition of eating chametz after Pesach is over? Is talking about Yiro and Pesach. What does it got to do? What does Yiro and Pesach have to do with chametz aval of Pesach? So that's what Rashi says. B'gemara meforish la mishum knasa da'avar aleh mishum de'bal Yiro. That's where the Gemara starts off. The whole sugi. Mani masnis, whose opinion is the Mishnah reflective of? Lo'i Rab Yudah, lo'i Rab Shimon, lo'i Rab Yosef Aglili, mahi d'tanya. There are three opinions in the Tanoim. So Rabbi Yosef really holds Chametz bit Pesach is muta b'hano. So Chametz aval Pesach has a lot of muta b'hano. He holds that all Chametz is muta b'hano. So the Mishnah doesn't go like him. It doesn't go like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon doesn't believe in Chametz aval Pesach, period. He holds that Chametz only also on Pesach. Chametz aval Pesach is muta. There is no pasuk. So it only goes like Reb Yudah. But according to Reb Yudah, Chametz aval Pesach is an Issa deraisa. So all the chametz in the world, even chametz shel nachri, should also be aser b'hanoah. When it comes Pesach, all chametz in the world becomes aser b'hanoah liyon avod. It remains aser b'hanoah liyon avod. So why should it make a difference whether chametz shel Yisrael, chametz shel Akam? So that's the Gemara's kasha. Mani mas nisan, lo Reb Yudah, lo Reb Shimon, lo Reb Yosef Aglili. Going to Reb Yosef Aglili, chametz bit Pesach is muta b'hanoah. Going to Reb Shimon, there is no din of chametz aval Pesach. Going to Reb Yudah, Chametz aval Pesach is an Issa deraisa. It doesn't make a difference whether it belongs to a goy or a Jew. The Gemara quotes the Tanya. We have this price. Chametz ben lifnei zman ben lachas zman over all abalav. This Rabbi Yudah shita. Toch zman over all abalav. Of course, if you eat chametz be Pesach, there's course. If you eat chametz erev Pesach after chatzos, or any chametz over all about Pesach that has a lav deraisa, but there's no course to Rabbi Yudah. So according to Rabbi Yudah, should not make a difference whether the chametz belongs to a Jew or a goy. Chametz shel Pesach is an Issa deraisa. Reb Shimon Amir Chametz lifnei zman lachas zman ein rav alav. There's no pasuk. There's no Issa. It's only aser on Pesach. Toch zmanoi over alav bikaris ubalav. You have chametz is only aser on the 7 days of Pesach, and you have karis. comments on Erev Pesach. Sounds like it's Heta Gomer. Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Chamash Rav al Pesach Heta Gomer. There's no Issa at all. That's what the Tosfos and all the Rishonim are going to discuss here. Let's see one a little bit more line. One more line. Then the Braisa continues. From the time that the Issa Achila sets in, the Issa Anoa sets in. And Rabbi Yosef Glili disagrees with all. Rabbi Yosef Glili, Tamel Atzmecha, there is no such din. Who says, hey, Chomets Asim Anoa, Kol Shiv, Chomets and Mutabano, fine. So with that line, Umishosha Asim Achila, Asim Anoa, what does that mean? So it means that Chomets after Chatzais becomes, and Erev Pesach becomes Asim Achila, becomes Asim Anoa. So the way we have the Girsa and the Gemara, it says a comment on the Braisa. They interrupted in the quotation from the Braisa to put in a comment. I saw in the Tanakama. That's not according to Rab Shimon. According to Rab Shimon, it's not true. You wouldn't say Mishosh Asabachila Asabano, because at Chatzois, an Erev Pesach is Asabachila, and it doesn't become Asabano until Leil Pesach. So that line, Mishosh Asabachila Asabano, only goes according to Rab Yudim. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. So that's the Shaila. Is that really true? And Rabbi Shimon says, Chametz on Erev Pesach, ain oiva b'loy klum. There's no prohibition whatsoever. It's mutar b'achila, mutar b'ano. Everything on Erev Pesach, there's no din of Chametz. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold from the din. So Tosfos thinks that you have the din of Tashbisu. Even according to Rabbi Shimon, there's an Isar Achila on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. It's an Isar Esay of Tashbisu. There is no lav of, if you eat the Chametz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, you won't get Malkus. The lav is only on Pesach. But he says, Ein Oiva Lo Baloi Klum, means that there's no lav. Not Oiva on any lav, but you Oiva on Isar Esay. So an Isar Esay, why? Because it says Tashbisu. The implication is you should destroy it. If you eat it, that's not called destroying. If you burn it or whatever, that's called destroying. But eating it is not called hashbasa. That's what many of the Rishonim say. This is in disagreement with the Balamor. There's a famous Balamor earlier in the Perek, in the first Perek, where the Balamor says, according to Reb Shimon, you have to destroy the chametz on Erev Pesach. But if you eat it, that's also a form of destroying. So the Ravid and the Ram, there you have Hasad, the Ravid and the Balamor learned Becharusa. Each one wrote Hasogas on the other one Sefer. So the Ravid has Hasogas on the Balamor and all of Shas. We don't have it all printed, but some of it you have printed on the page here in the Vilna Shas. Others you have printed in a separate Sefer, Kosov Shom, and other Mesichtas. And then the Ravid wrote a sefer Balei HaNefesh on the laws of Taras HaMishpacha and the Mikvah, so the Balamor has Hasogas on that. Each one wrote Hasogas on the other one sefer. Then we have a long correspondence between the Balamor and the Ravid and Bava Metzia by Meir Shvuos, Meir Mikzah. The Shittim Mikvetzus goes on and on and on. And it's printed as a separate sefer also, the correspondence between the Balamor and the Ravid about when do you have a Shvuos, Meir Mikzah. How many animals do you have to have by Shavuos Hashomer in order to have a mitzvah mixed by Shavuos Hashomer? So here you have this Balamor in the first parak. So the Ravid disagrees and the Ramban Muhammad disagrees. Many Rishon, they all say like Tosfos. Even according to Reb Shimon, that there's no Issa Lav for eating Chametz and Erev Pesach, but there's an Issa Rasei because the Pasuk Tashbisa implies Shalid Baif and Shalachila. You shouldn't eat it. Yeah. What about, according to Rab Shimon, would there be an Issa Hanoah? So the way it says in our Gemara, Mishosh Asa Bachila, Asa Banoah, that's what it says in the Braisa. And the Gemara interrupts the text of the Braisa by writing a commentary. Asa Natanakama, that line in the Braisa only makes sense, according to Rab Yudah. That from Chatzoysan, it's Asa Bachila, it's Asa Banoah. But if you would hold like Rab Shimon, it's written in the Braisa after they quote Rab Shimon. But if you hold like Rab Shimon, it's only an Isar Asay if you eat Chametz and Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So it wouldn't be Asabano. That's what it sounds like. So quite a few Rishonim disagree. the Meiri on our daf disagrees, then in the footnotes on the bottom of the page, I refer you to look in the Meiri in the first perek, much earlier. So then the footnotes there, they quote a whole slew of Rishonim from Provence. A lot of Rishonim disagree. You get the impression that they probably didn't have this comment and they didn't have this line in the Gemara. I saw in the Tanakhama. They seem to hold that even if you hold like Rab Shimon, that eating chametz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos only in Isar Aseh goes both on Achila and on Hanoah, and possibly on Bayirah, Bayimotzeh also. You're not allowed to keep in your possession a group of Rashi in the first parak and the Ravid comments on the Rambam and the Migdalois. There is an opinion in the Rishonim that you actually violate Bayirah, Bayimotzeh. And others say not that you violate Bayirah, Bayimotzeh. It could even be that Rashi and the Rambam didn't mean that. They mean you're not allowed to keep in your possession because of Tashbisa. Tashbisa is an Isar essay that you're not allowed to eat it. Tashbisa, destroy it. Shalot b'ef and shal hanoah. So it implies you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to get any hanoah from it. And also you're not allowed to keep it in your possession. You have to destroy it. You have to get rid of it. Not to keep it in your possession. Maybe they don't mean literally there's a lava balira by matzeh, but there's an Isar essay of balira. It's an essay from Tashbisa. So you get the impression that some of the Chachmei Provence maybe didn't have this line in the Gemara, saw in the Tanakhama, because they just write that even going to Rab Shimon, after Chatzos it'll be awesome. Ano. The Ran has Chidush HaRan on our daf, on Chav Ches on the base. Chidush HaRan says, according to Rab Shimon, it is awesome. Ano, but he did have the Girsa in the Gemara. The Rambam was not from Provence. The Ran was from Spain. So the Ran did have the Girsa. So he interprets it. He has a long Arichas. He reinterprets it in both, in a few places. He reinterprets it. He says, with a lav. So that's Ason Tanakama. Because according to Reb Yudah, because according to Reb Shimon, it'll only be an Isar Esa. It won't be an Isar Lav. But he will also agree that Mishosh Shas Machil Osamano with an Isar Esa. But the Loshan Abraisim, Mishosh Shas Machil Osamano, the Gemara made a comment. The Gemara understood that there's a Lav on the Hanoah. So the Lav on Achil Abano, that's only Asona Tanakam, according to Rabbi Yudah. According to Rabbi Shimon, there would only be an Isar Esa. It's a Doichik. It doesn't really fit into the Loshan Gemara. But from the other Rishonim, we just say, according to Rabbi Shimon, there will be an Isar Hanoah also. And some say there will be an Isar the Kaima also. Everything is learned out from Tashbisu. You get the impression as if they didn't have this comment, they didn't have this Girsa. We should check in the Shinui in the Schois. They probably have some many Kisveya that don't have this line. That's my hunch. There must be many editions of the Kisveya, many Kisveya that don't have this line in the Gemara. So this was the Gemara's kasha. Whom does the Mishnah go like? Mishnah is the loiker Reb Yudah, the loiker Reb Shimon, the loiker Reb Yosi Aglili. How does the Gemara say? Minay locho chametz mishay shos mal shehayva b'loy says. How does Reb Yudah come up to say that there's a lav? Shenemar loisachal olav chametz. Zivir Reb Yudah. What do you mean loisachal olav chametz? You're not allowed to eat chametz when you're shechting the Korban Pesach, olav, does mean you shouldn't eat chametz on Pesach, olav on Pesach, in connection with the Korban Pesach. So it says, shechintas ha-Pesach is after chatzos, l'sach al-olav chametz, and not like eat chametz at the time that it's the zman and that it's roi l'akrab is Korban Pesach. Amalei Reb Shimon, how can you say that? L'chiev shalom ha-ken, v'alek v'anema, l'sach al-olav chametz, shivas ha-metach al-olav matzis. Matzis is only a mitzvah on Pesach. So the Isser eating chametz is also only on Pesach. There's no lav on our Pesach. I'm came out hamavam l'sech alav of chametz. So what does it mean? What does it mean l'sech alav chametz? It doesn't mean like Reb Yudah alav on the Korban Pesach after chatzos. No, what it means is b'shosh sheyeshlem b'kom echal matzah yeshlem b'bal techal chametz b'shosh sheena b'kom echal matzah on erev Pesach. There's no mitzvah to eat matzah on erev Pesach. Eina b'bal techal chametz. The lav cannot apply. Reb Shimon argues with Reb Yudah. The lav of not eating chametz only applies on the 7 days of Pesach. There's no lav on Erev Pesach. So what does it mean? Lo sochal olav on the yontif. Olav goes on the yontif, not on the korban pesach. That's what it sounds like. That's the machlekes of Yehuda and Reb Shimon. How do you translate the word olav? Then the Gemara asks, "My time, Rabbi Yehuda, what's the issue over here?" Must it's losik raiksib. There are three psukim. What do you need three psukim to say the same thing? Rabbi Yehuda says, "Chad lifnei zmana, chad lachas zmana, chad letosmana." So the chorus is only Tosman, and Erev Pesach after Chatzos and Chomet Shalva Pesach is an Issa deraisa, but there's no chorus. Reb Shimon holds no. There's no Issa, there's no lav on Erev Pesach. There's no lav on Chomet Shalva Pesach. On Erev Pesach, most of the Rishonim say not like the Balamor. There's an Issa essay. You're not allowed to eat the Chomet. Maybe even you're not allowed to get Hanoim. Maybe even not allowed to keep it in your possession. But it's not a lav. All the three lavim go on Pesach. What do you need three lavim on the same thing? Reb Shimon holds, no, I need all the three psukim. Chad l'toch zmanai. One lav goes on Pesach. And one goes, kol machmetzis meboi l'kidetanya. Machmetzis me'en yal l'shem z'chametz me'elov. Machmetz d'arach me'nayin tam l'oima. Kol machmetzis lo sechel. Not that it tells me another time period that Erev Pesach heftach and say sol sa'z olav. No. On Pesach, there's another type of chametz that's us. Even z'chametz machmetz d'arachim. There's, it gets involved in the details here. It's complicated. And then what's the third pasuk? And lo yachlo chametz mubay lelekidat tanya. Basically, lemonayin. We have a din ledoris that we're not allowed to eat chametz all 7 days of Pesach. At the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so there were a lot of hirashos, a lot of dinim were different. That's going to be later a mishnah. I think it's Tariq Vav, if I'm not mistaken. Mishnah has a lot of dinim. What are the differences between Pesach and Mitzrayim? And Pesach Doris. That's the Mishnah, Tzadik Vav and Aleph. Mab and Pesach and Sam the Pesach Doris. And the Mishnah has a few differences, and the Tosefta has more differences, has quite a few differences. So Rabbi Yosef Aglili said, this is one of the differences. L'doris, the din is, you observe Pesach for 7 days. And the Hayroa Shah was that the only not allowed to eat chametz the first day of Pesach, Tezvav Nissen, and the other 6 days didn't come into existence till after Matan Torah. Why? That's the third pasuk that says Losach Lalu Chametz Hayam Atem Yatzim Mechodesh Aviv. So Losach Lalu Chametz is written next to the pasuk Hayam Atem Yatzim to tell me only Hayam. It's only on the one day. The Kedetanya, the Brayser, Yesek Liliam, and I the Pesach Mitzrayim. It was a Hayruah Shor Shein Chimutzim Nagel Yon Echod. The Yontav of Pesach was only one day. We have it in Yisrael Chametz all 7 days. There's only noig one day. The Gemara says we're not so convinced that all the Tanoim will agree, because there's a machlokes with the darshin and smuchim. If you have two dinim written in the same pasuk, that's called the hekesh. You have two dinim written and two psukim next to each other, that's called smuchim. So Rashi quotes in the side of the Gemara, they give you the cross references, Yibamas Daf Dalet and Brochus, yeah. So it's a machlokes hatanan, whether you darshan smuchim or not. Aloha lemaisa, we assume you only darshan smuchim in Mishneh Torah, in Chumash Devar. The Gemara gives a whole two explanations why in Yibamas Daf Dalet. But in Kol HaTorah Kul, you don't darshan smuchim. So that's what the Gemara says. Not everybody agrees, Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Others will hold that you don't darshan Hayam Atem Yatzim, that the Issa Chametz was only Noig Yom Echad. Maybe even Pesach and Tzrayim, the Yisrael Chametz was night for all 7 days. That's the question. It could be that they don't agree with Rabbi Yosef Lili. Maybe they don't agree to that then. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. And tomorrow, I apologize, I won't be able to give a shiur. Belineta, Friday morning, I hope to give a shiur 10:30.